God. Hallelujah. I hope I don't offend anybody by saying this, but I want you to know that when I was a young man and you grew up in the culture I grew up in, we called it colored people's time. But it was very it was very fashionable that whenever there was a big gathering, it didn't matter if it was a party or whatever, you didn't want to be the first person getting there. So I'm telling you, sometimes if you really wanted someone to be starting at 3:30, you used to have to tell us, be there at 3 o'clock. Because I ain't lying to you, it was very fashionable to make sure that you came in a little late. You know, and people could see how, you know, that you were clothed, how you're dressed, and also they'd greet you a little bit. Hey, how you doing? And you just thought it was a cool thing to be late. So I don't want to be late starting the worship service, but I've just shared with you that, you know, even if you come late, it's still fashionable. Because I'd rather you be late and get into the presence of God than let anything restrict you from being there. Amen? And this morning, I just really want to start with just some light, you know, heartedness today. And the very fact that I was dealing with some very difficult things over the last week or two. And I was getting calls and people were asking me to pray because, hey, their children were really in tough situations. I had to pray for a young man who thought he was going to get out of prison and he's not. He's got some more time in there. Of course, he got drunk and beat up his wife. That's how he ended up there. And I'm just saying that to you because sometimes we don't take enough time to breathe and thank God for what we don't have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. I mean, sometimes I tell you what, we'll be frustrated about bills or building something or doing something. And I want you to know that it is. But sometimes we ought to be thankful for what we're dealing with compared to what we could be dealing with. I mean, for me, if I have a hard week, it's just because I didn't do something that made Regina happy and she yelled at me a little bit. It ain't because I'm missing a meal or sleeping out in the cold or suffering under some addiction, hallelujah. So even if she was yelling at me and it starts to get on my nerves, I remember, boy, that's a light load to carry from what I used to carry. You know, I'm not worried about my life. I'm not looking over my shoulder. I'm not in a place of violence or hurt or brokenness. And heaven forbid, I'm not at a place where my mind is even wondering if I have value, worth, or reason to live. And sometimes, Christians, I want you to know that I think we should just celebrate the goodness of what God has redeemed us from, the goodness of how we get joy almost every day of our life, and that we have a lot of peace going on in our life. You know, I love it when I talk to people and I say, what's going on? And now, well, I'm busy. Praise God. When you're busy, but you got a little money and you can eat a sandwich every now and then, and you're busy, but you have someone who loves you and you love them, you're busy, but you're able to plan a little vacation and a little respite out there, I'm telling you, it is something to be excited about. Amen? So this morning, I just want us to rejoice and celebrate what God has done for us and how he loves us and how, in all honesty, even though we've dealt with some tough things, we all got to admit that overall, God has brought us a far way. Amen? So let's rejoice in the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, and I welcome you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio.
Amen. Stand your feet this morning. Let us be grateful.
Your faithfulness is for me. It's for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Spirit of Thank you. the Lord and that is in that whole praise in that. Great, come on over. Give the Lord our God is a healing God. This is what He does. This is how He works. I tell you what I think. I'm going to say that 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 I'm going to say Jesus is good. Thank you. the greatest. Afternoon, praise God.
that we are not the same. All things pass away. We will become to keep you where we are, to be with you.
He said, if I came in the anointing and the presence of God upon me, I'm going to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, not leave them there, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are free, to preach the acceptable to the Lord. And I want to go over here to John chapter 8, this morning, because I want you to see the completion that can only come upon you if you allow the words of the Lord to come into your life. So we don't have very much to do with. Then said Jesus to those who which believe on me, if you continue to my life, then are you my disciples indeed. If you have a conviction of disciples, it means that you must be saved. You must be taught. You must become disciplined. What you believe in your life, you must take on a nature that you did not have before, but you do not have because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And it says, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I really like to make sure I was reading that word, because sometimes people say that word sets you free. That's not what it says. It says that when we bathe ourselves in the Word of God, when we read the Scriptures, when we take down everything that we've been taught from our own heritage, I tell you what, I love my mother and father, but half of what they taught me, I had to throw out. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I love the friends and the workers around me, but half of what they tried to put in me, I had to throw out, because my identity has got to be found in the Word of God. There's a completion and power that must come upon you from God. See, there's a mistake we have in our lives. It is that we want to pretend we're still broken. We want to pretend we're still weak. We act like when we're asking God for help, we're begging Him, and that is not who we are. That is not how He made us. The Bible says that once we're saved, we're not out of that which is fearful and dreadful anymore. The Bible says that the Spirit that is in us is no longer the Spirit of fear, but we have been given a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I want you to know that there is power in you. Christ is in you. You are not so free. You've been reflected. You've been reformatted, and the world has made you right. I want you to hear what this book is saying in the book of Luke. Do you perceive him as a man? Do you when you're looking at the people that you have been in, 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 when you live it, and where you walk is not just what some of you are still walking up is an opportunity that your parents or that someone you didn't love you or someone who treated you wrongfully put upon you. Some of us have all been to say, you're stupid, you're different, you're worthless, you never want to talk to nothing. Look at you, you're saved. You can't even take care of the house, you can't pay the bills, you can't do this, you can't do that. I tell you what, you've been on drugs, you're an alcoholic, you're a saint, you sleep with so many people, you're just working, you need that, you need this, you're that. And I'll tell you what, we will carry those identities and wear them proudly on our chest, even after the blood has come, and we won't stop it, because we are the redeemed, we are the beloved of God, we're the apple of His eye, we are the royal priesthood, we are the children of the living God. Thank you. say so to you. God said to what you're going to be. And God is here to guarantee that you live the life. Even in our worst moments, do you remember the man named Jesus? If you don't know the story, the man named Jesus, that was his people after he left for the help where the Philistines were just raising, and these men had God's people to kill and steal everything they had. And one of the people was secretly in some room, testing to see that on the life track because he was waiting for the help to be able to steal and steal. Not of evil, but bring you the outcome that I declared over your life. I don't care what other prisons anybody wants to put you in. I don't care the limitations of what the world is trying to say to you. The Lord said that the Spirit of God is upon you, and I have come to set you free, to heal the brokenhearted, and to bring you out of the identity that the world is trying to put on you. When you hear something, you're like, that's anything but that thing. And don't be so shaken that when you hear something that is him, that you aren't bold enough to say it is him. And so we went out to see him, and God was sick, and God was sick. Brother, I ain't got sick in front of you. No! I'm going to say, you're a liar. He will heal me. And when someone comes up and says, hey, I've been praying for you, and I believe God's going to heal you, I say, hallelujah, I agree with you. And that's what I've been believing. But listen to me. I'm telling you, it is time for us to know our God. It is time for us to say so. It is time for us to declare. And it's time for us to not be afraid to carry your banner upon your cross that says, my life has been touched by God, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Will belong to me, and I will deliver you. That's what the Lord is saying. I tell you, you got to know. You know, there was a young man by the name of Jesus. I want you to know that he didn't live for him to kill him. I want you to know that he was living in the second heaven of the Lord. Second heaven, the second heaven of the Lord. But today, I'm going to walk in my citizenship of the kingdom. How about for this battle against this giant? I supersede my heritage and my American identity. And how about I take on the citizenship that only God can bring? Tell me again what the king's going to do. The king's going to give me a wife. If I beat up this Philistine, the king's going to give me riches. If I beat up this Philistine, he said that he will set my father's house free forever. Hey, we're getting married on the foundation of Jesus Christ. We are believing God to be with us. We're believing God to bless what we do and bless what we put our hands to. I tell you what, it's time for us as Christians to be bold about saying, I'm not standing on my name, but I'm standing on the many hardships that you can hold in peace, but you tried to more a great deal. Your God, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man and carried him to the temple to rise. He promised him, and he cast him away his garment, raised his hand to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said,
He will cause you to be strong when you need emotional help. He will help you when you need salvation. He will give it when you need a relief from depression. He will break it off of you. There's no limit to what you can do. I want you to know that you will be able to do it. They say
He didn't get quiet. He didn't back up. He didn't keep up with the devil. All this back and forth. He just didn't have to be stuck with the devil. This is what he was trying to do. I think that's why this is the church that is going to be the church that is going to be the church that is going to be the church. This is what God wants to do. So this is what I'm talking about. He didn't start with the church. 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 In Jesus' name. I tell you what, blind Bartimaeus did not wait till he could see to stand up in the crowd, come towards Jesus, and take that coat off and say, I know what I want. Thank you.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah.